in Leesburg coming in at 71 degrees.
At 3:59.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Coming up,
she says it happened when she was 12 years old, that she was sexually assaulted at a Fairfax County school. What a jury has decided. I'm Kate Ryan.
President Biden signs a bill that moves TikTok closer to a sale or even a ban.
We'll go in depth with a Washington Post tech reporter at 4:15.
The FAFSA freakout is also hitting college kids. Will some have to drop out? I'm John Doman.
Will you still be able to check out at your own Walmart?
And just before the close on Wall Street, the Dow is down 38, but the NASDAQ is now up 17, S&P up a couple.
The Nats try to bounce back against the Dodgers tonight.
WTOP at 4 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. House lawmakers in Arizona have just voted to repeal the state's controversial 1864 abortion law, which bans all abortions except to save a mother's life. Some Republicans joined Democrats in that vote, the measure now heading to the state Senate.
Abortion is murder!
Abortion is oppression!
It comes as the Supreme Court takes on an abortion case in Idaho that weighs the procedure during medical emergencies. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The six conservative justices didn't seem persuaded that a federal statute dealing with Medicare and a requirement that emergency rooms in hospitals not deny care has any bearing at all on requiring doctors to perform abortions when the Idaho legislature already determined that abortions are only permitted to save the life of a pregnant woman.
Idaho's law bans abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Pro-Palestinian protests are now growing across the country, including more college campuses. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says they're anti-Semitic.
This is reminiscent of what happened in German universities in the 1930s. It's unconscionable. It has to be stopped. It has to be condemned and condemned unequivocally.
Meantime, Hamas has reportedly released video of an Israeli-American hostage. CBS's Linda Gradstein.
The video shows that he's alive. He talks about 200 days of captivity. He talks about the Passover holiday, which, you know, is happening right now. So it seems that the video was made recently.
The FBI now analyzing that. President Biden signed a massive foreign aid package.
The president says the bill was a long time coming.
It should have been easier and it should have gotten there sooner. But in the end, we did what America always does. We rose to the moment.
Biden says the bill shows the world and Vladimir Putin in particular.
America stands with our friends. We stand up against dictators. We bow to no one.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Reggie Bush is getting his Heisman back.
The Heisman Trust says it's returning the 2005 Heisman Trophy to former University of Southern California running back Reggie Bush. He gave it up in 2010 following an NCAA investigation that found he and his family received improper benefits while playing football at USC. Things like cars, flights, and hotel rooms.
I knew at some point in time I was going to get the Heisman Trophy back.
That was Bush last summer. Student athletes have been allowed to profit from their name, image, and likeness since 2021.
At CBS's Matt Piper.
Olympic champion
Christy Yamaguchi.
Olympian Christy Yamaguchi is getting her own Barbie. She was the first Asian American to win an individual skating, ice skating gold medal at the Olympics. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
403. On WTOP, April 24th, 2024. Mix of clouds and sun going right now. We're at 72. And good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Ann Kramer. Our top local story this hour. The case involved allegations by a then 12-year-old girl that she was sexually assaulted in a school hallway and later raped off school grounds in Fairfax County. She also said the county school system failed to handle her case properly. Now, as WTOP's Kate Ryan tells us, a jury has made its decision.
After weeks of testimony, the jury in U.S. District Court here in Alexandria found in favor of the Fairfax County School Board and administrators, which had been accused of violating the rights of a former student under Title IX. The plaintiff, now 24, who goes by the name Kate or initials BR, had alleged that she was sexually assaulted in 2011 in a school hallway and that she was sexually harassed at Rachel Carson Middle School, and that finally school officials failed to report the incidents to the Title IX office. Azra Nomani, a contributor to the Fairfax County Times, has been covering the five-week trial from the start.
The jury was so swift in its deliberation after 5 weeks of evidence that it was remarkable.
Lawyers for the school system left the courthouse without comment, as did the plaintiff, who was surrounded by supporters. In Alexandria, Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
404, next time a school bus stops right in front of you, you will want to stay right where you are and try not to pass it. D.C. is cracking down on drivers who do that. Starting Monday, 25 district school buses will have cameras installed. If a driver tries to illegally go around the bus when the stop arm is extended, the cameras will record video and take images of the car's license plates. Violators will get only a warning for the first 45 days. After that, it'll be a $500 fine.
Staying in the district, D.C. is launching a program to let aspiring teachers work in classrooms while they're getting their bachelor's degree. WTOP Scott Gelman tells us the Earn and Learn program is one way the district is trying to tackle teacher shortages.
It's open to D.C. high school graduates and paraprofessionals.
The program is designed to remove financial barriers to entering the teaching profession.
Elizabeth Ross with the city explains the program allows aspiring educators to get paid to work in a school
while they are simultaneously earning a no-cost degree in elementary education, early childhood education, or special education.
That degree will come from the University of the District of Columbia. Ross says after reviewing data, those were the specialties with the highest demand.
We do have persistent areas where we hear from our LEAs that they are excited for a deeper bench from which they can hire.
The program is expected to start this fall. It'll enroll up to 50 people. Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
406, a fraternity at the University of Virginia has been expelled from campus. This follows an investigation into hazing. WTOP's Neil Augenstein says the national leadership of the frat supports the move.
Men, actions have consequences.
In a YouTube video speaking ostensibly to the Pi Kappa Alpha membership, the fraternity's executive vice president, Justin Buck, doesn't challenge the allegations.
This action was taken following the confirmed, abhorrent, and detestable hazing activities by individuals.
Neither he nor the university has provided initial details about the hazing activities. The school says they'll be posted soon on the university's website.
We will have a constant reminder of the embarrassment which these men have caused. That is why the fraternity fully supports the individual pursuit by the University of Virginia against over 20 men, many of whom will be facing expulsion from the university.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
And you can see the video at WTOP.com.
Well, if the weather holds up, more ship traffic will be able to move in and out of Baltimore tomorrow as crews continue to remove the wreckage of the collapsed Key Bridge. The 35-foot deep channel called the Fort McHenry Limited Access Channel will open at 6 in the morning. It's going to allow some additional commercial ships to pass through Baltimore now that that part of the waterway can handle their size. There are three other channels with a lower depth that are also being used for commercial ships. The one that's going to open tomorrow is going to only be open for a few days, and it will shut down until May.
In the meantime, we've been telling you for weeks about how businesses have been impacted with the loss of commercial ships moving in and out of the ports or the inner harbor. Domino Sugar, which has a factory in Baltimore, has now posted on social media the company is excited to receive shipments of raw sugar again at the refinery there. The ship called the Jonathan that brings sugar to Baltimore regularly was able to return to the inner harbor this morning by the way of a 20-foot channel that crews were able to open at the Key Bridge site.
Well, coming up in Money News here on WTOP.
A European fashion house has set its sights on D.C. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
We're Matt and Elaine, founders of Chocolato Chocolate. Our dream was to build a sustainable chocolate company.
And our business has become way bigger than just chocolate.
Chase for Business was there with us from the beginning, with everything our business needed to get going.
Get financial guidance from bankers in the D.C. community and convenient digital tools all in one place. Learn more at chaseforbusiness.com. Make more of what's yours. Real customers compensated. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
WTOP at 408.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
From Arlington to Springfield on 395 and 95. Main lanes, not so great. Delays from King Street past the Beltway. Two crashes. Both appear to be minor, but Fairfax Fire and Rescue did briefly block the right lane near the Beltway and then happened to find another one past 644 and for a time had the left lane blocked. Lots of rear enders all over the place as rush hour traffic gets going. No major disruptions, though. Just the usual junk, mostly on shoulders of the Beltway, but very slow on this Wednesday afternoon, especially near the American Legion Bridge on 495 both ways. Fairfax County Parkway southbound beyond Braddock Road. Color finding a dump truck stopped in the right lane near the Pope's Head Road work site. 66 westbound, predictably heavy near the Fairfax and Centerville exits. Chantilly, disappointing delays eastbound coming out of South Riding past 28. Emergency utility work continues beyond Walney Road. In Maryland on 270, 95 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, volume delays no more, no less. 50 at the Bay Bridge, all five lanes restored. Two-way in effect, delays easing westbound off Kent Island. District freeways, traffic getting heavier. Chinatown near the Arch, a portion of 8th Street and 6th Street Northwest blocked for an ongoing police response. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to FitzMall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. And I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
All right, let's head on over to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Partly cloudy skies for the remainder of the evening and into the overnight as our temperatures slide through the 60s, eventually ending up in the 40s by early tomorrow morning. Thursday brings a mix of sun and clouds and cooler daytime highs, only in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Mostly sunny on Friday, around 65 degrees. We stay in the middle to upper 60s on Saturday with mostly cloudy skies. It will be a bit on the breezy side, but we warm things up on Sunday, upper 70s to lower 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Well, those breezes kick up a bit every once in a while this afternoon, but we still have mild temperatures, 70 in Rockville, 72 in Ashburn, Fort Washington at 73, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. WTOP's Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. Let's get to Jeff Claybaugh.
Facebook just reported quarterly results after the close, warning of higher expenses, and it also lowered its sales forecast, sending Facebook stock lower in after-hours trading. Facebook says the number of its daily users rose 7%. Mortgage rates have risen for three straight weeks now, pushing the 30-year rate to an average 7% again, the highest since November. It might be spooking buyers. Applications for a mortgage to buy a home are 15% lower than last spring. Spanish women's fashion retailer Mango is targeting D.C. for part of its U.S. expansion. Mango just opened a women's clothing store at Montgomery Mall, with others planned for Tysons Corner, Pentagon City, and Penn Quarter. The Dow finished the day down 43 points. The S&P 500 index up a point. The NASDAQ up 16. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Bring your friends and family to Lido Pizza on Wednesdays and get a free appetizer with any $25 purchase. Lido Pizza, a family value since 1955.
Coming up on WTOP, people who use TikTok have a lot of questions about the future of the app right now as President Biden has signed a bill that forces the Chinese government to sell the company that owns the app, or TikTok will be banned here in the U.S. We'll go in depth in just a few. It's 412.
Hey, Verizon customers. Want the best in-home Wi-Fi? X marks the spot. It's never been a better time to switch. Get Xfinity Gig Speed Internet for the lowest price ever, with unlimited data included. So you can stream, shop, chat, game, and work on all your devices all at the same time. Now through May 14th, new customers can get Xfinity Gig Internet for only $30 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add one line of Xfinity Mobile Unlimited. For savings more than $800 over Verizon in your first year, X marks the spot. Switch to fast, reliable Xfinity Internet and bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares promotional pricing for Xfinity Gig Internet and one Xfinity Mobile Unlimited line versus Verizon Fios Gig Internet and one welcome plan line. After promo, regular rates apply. Gig Wi-Fi requires Xfinity Gateway. Actual speeds vary. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. Reduced speeds up to 30 gigabits of usage per line. Data thresholds may vary.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Later this half hour on WTOP.
Connecting the dots of the Morpho machine as Apple's Big Door Prize returns for season two. I'm Jason Fraley.
More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
We buy any car.
Why sell your car at WeBuyAnyCar.com? Because selling it yourself can be, well, you know.
Okay, I'll give you half now.
And?
No, and just half.
What?
Avoid the hassle. Come to WeBuyAnyCar instead. Get in, get out, and get paid at a fair price.
Yeah, I can't do half.
I could probably bump it up to like 50%.
Just go.
Okay.
Get your free online valuation now at
WeBuyAnyCar.com.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
I love WTOP because I can get all my news, weather, traffic, what routes to avoid on my way into work so I don't get delayed.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 4:15. I'm Sean Anderson.
I'm Ann Kramer. Thanks for joining us.
A lot of TikTok users are animated and agitated this afternoon as they fear they may soon lose their much-loved app. Influencers are taking to their smartphones to speak out.
TikTok has allowed me and my family to share our livelihoods with all of y'all.
I use TikTok to teach millions of people about science and space.
A bill that would force TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell the platform or face a ban has been signed by President Biden. That legislation gives ByteDance 9 months to divest from TikTok, with the option for the president to tack on an additional 3 months if it's necessary.
Joining us live, Washington Post technology policy reporter Cristiano Lima Strong, who is also author of the Post Technology 202 newsletter. Thanks for joining us today. What would you say to anybody who loves TikTok, makes a living on the app, or both, about whether or not it's going to be around much longer?
Yeah, I'd say there's still some time to see what's going to happen. As you mentioned, there's 9 months for the company to potentially sell. But, you know, most importantly, the company has said that it's going to challenge this. It's going to take the federal government to court. And the company has been successful in the past at beating back efforts to force a sale or force a ban. And so it's still possible that this could be halted or that neither a sale or a ban come to fruition in the end.
Let's assume, though, a ban would come to fruition here. Explain to us how you ban an app that 170 million people already have. How would that stop?
Right. Basically, how it would work is that the app stores would be prohibited from offering the service or offering updates. And internet hosting services would also be blocked from providing it, with hefty fines if they didn't do so. So Apple, Google, these companies that, you know, to some extent serve as gatekeepers to these other services, would be forced to no longer offer them. And so you wouldn't be able to download it on your phone, to go on a browser and pull it up most likely, or to update it if you already have it on your phone.
Cristiano, what about the algorithm, the FYP For You page that is so key to TikTok's success? What happens with that if it's sold?
Yeah, that's a great question. There has been some bidders, potential suitors, it's been reported, that have discussed trying to make a purchase of the company that maybe doesn't include the algorithm, which is probably the most coveted part of the company. It's, you know, it's part of what makes it so engaging for so many. But we've also heard that China, which has could block a sale because of TikTok's parent company, which is based in Beijing, you know, of course, like covets this prize technology, this algorithm. And so this could be something that they would sort of put up a fight over if there were an effort to bring that into a sale.
Any final thoughts you have before we go?
I would just say that this is likely to be still a lengthy and long legal battle that we're going to see unfold. And certainly we'll see many more influencers and folks that use the platform continue to speak out as officials push for what would be a fairly historic forced divestiture if it comes to pass.
Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Washington Post technology policy reporter Cristiano Lima Strong.
Top stories we're working on for you right now on WTOP.
A jury has sided with Fairfax County Public School System in a suit, federal suit, that accused the system of ignoring a middle schooler's sexual assault claims.
Breaking news just minutes ago.
I am here today joining my colleagues and calling on President Shafeek to resign.
That's House Speaker Mike Johnson speaking at Columbia University during the high tension and protests over the Israeli-Hamas war.
Keep it here for full details on these stories the minutes ahead.
WTOP's traffic and weather together. Let's go to Dave Dildine in the traffic center.
Leaving D.C., the rush is on I-395 southbound, slow across the waterfront and the 14th Street Bridge, but even slower in Virginia from King Street through the Springfield Interchange. Beyond the Beltway and near 644, still the matter of at least one stopped in and blocking the left lane under 644 southbound on 95. Beyond that, slowdowns come in short, separate stretches through Prince William County. On 66, westbound traffic heavy between the Beltway and Manassas, slowest westbound through Centerville. South of the interstate on Fairfax County Parkway, traffic backed up because of a dump truck that stopped in the right lane between Braddock Road and Pope's Head Road. Beltway traffic very slow on this Wednesday. Interloop from north of 7 across the Legion to the Spur. Outer Loop near 66 and also from Van Dorn to the Wilson Bridge. Maryland very sluggish on the Inner Loop through Silver Spring, College Park, and Greenbelt. On the Outer Loop, audit off from Lanham toward Greenbelt and especially from Old Georgetown Road past Carter Rock and across the American Legion Bridge. 270-95 at the BW Parkway, slowdowns but nothing blocking the way. Route 50 at the Bay Bridge, brief if any delays. Eastbound otherwise making good time from Bowie toward Annapolis in the district. Back in D.C. downtown, police activity continues near the Friendship Arch in Chinatown, part of H Street and 6th Street Northwest, blocked at last report. Avoid the hassle of selling privately or dealing with a dealer. We Buy Any Car is the fast and fair way to sell. Get your car's valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's head over to the 7 News First Alert Weather Center. Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson joins us now. Veronica, I'm seeing more clouds starting to creep into the lovely sunshine we've had today.
Yeah, just some scattered clouds around the area. And while there could be a little sprinkle or two, for the most part, we're going to be dry here. Meanwhile, clouds are expected to start scattering out a bit more for the overnight period. And that's going to allow our temperatures to drop to the lower 40s in some of our far northwestern suburbs. Could see some scattered frost, say, up around Frederick County, Maryland, to Loudoun County in Virginia. Chance for that early tomorrow morning and a better chance for frost Friday morning. You'll want to get ready for some cooler days as well. So today, our highs have been in the 70s across the area. Tomorrow, just 60 for a high temperature. The range for the area tomorrow will be between 58 and 63 degrees. Don't expect any rain, just partly sunny skies. So it'll be pretty, just cooler than average, which happens to be 71, our average temperature for this time of the year. Then on Friday, again, mention the frost potential in the morning. You'll have highs 63 to 68 degrees with mostly sunny skies. And 60s also on Saturday with more cloud cover. Get ready on Sunday because that could be the start of the warmest stretch of the year so far. 84, 85 degrees the forecast for Sunday. Close to 90 on Monday with mostly sunny skies. And even Tuesday, our highs will be probably 85 degrees or warmer. And could be dealing with some showers and thunderstorms Tuesday of next week. Urbana now 69 degrees in Maryland. Beltsville 73 in Virginia. Lorton checking in at 74. South Riding 70.
All right, and we're brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET.
Still ahead, a change coming for some Walmart stores and whether you're going to have to rely on a cashier to check out. It's 422.
Although sports can help athletes of all ages learn lifelong skills while getting in some exercise, there is a degree of risk involved, such as sprains, fractures, and even sudden cardiac arrest. Dr. Aubrey Grant, a sports cardiologist at MedStar Health, says that's why it's important to have an action plan, and it can start with understanding CPR.
I think having everyone trained with a basic understanding of what cardiopulmonary resuscitation looks like would be so dynamic in efforts of improving outcomes related to sudden cardiac death.
According to the American Heart Association, immediately performing CPR during sudden cardiac arrest can triple the chances of survival.
Additionally, advocating for having defibrillators at sporting events in the advent that they are needed, they need to be close by and available. Certainly they work they're easy to use, but if they're not available, then they can't be helpful.
To schedule a consultation, please visit MedStarHealth.org/intel. Medical Intel, sponsored weekly by MedStar Washington Hospital Center.
This is WTOP News.
It's 4:23.
Well, normally high school seniors would have a few more days to figure out where they're going to go to college next year, this time of year. And that would be, they'd be armed with an understanding of how much financial aid they might be eligible for as well. But an overhaul designed to simplify the process has apparently been a flop. It's not just impacting graduating seniors. Our story from WTOP's John Doman.
It's been absolutely horrible.
Elmer Mendoza of Silver Spring is halfway through his studies at Johns Hopkins University, but he's not sure how much financial he'll be qualified for going forward, and he's starting to stress out.
If something gets resolved, there's another problem, and if that problem gets resolved, then there's another problem.
We actually expected it to be a lot better than it has been. They've been working on the new FAFSA for many years.
As a low-income first-generation college student, Mendoza's been working with a group called College Tracks. Misha Inman's the CEO.
We need institutions to continue to extend their deadlines for however long it takes for the federal government to get this right.
Some schools have pushed back the deadlines and may do so again, including schools in Maryland and Virginia. John Dome in WTOP News.
Walmart is starting to remove self-checkout lines in some of its stores. The Daily Mail reports Walmart says associates will replace self-checkouts at stores in Cleveland and in Shrewsbury, Missouri. The company says it's being done to enhance the shopper experience, but many retail chains are starting to get rid of self-checkouts because they're losing too much money as the result of theft.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Well, hopefully the Caps won't steal the hearts of their fans and start winning a couple.
What?
I'm not as smooth as him, but I tried. Not as smooth as Sean.
Well, they need to start winning quickly. They're down 0-2 as they come back home on Friday night for game number 3, as they had their chances last night for sure and go 2-for-5 on the power play. And Spencer Carbone knows they played better. But
like, I look at some of the penalties that you take. You probably look at the penalties in the power play. See, I look at the play before that. Like, we ice the puck there. You can't ice the puck there this time of year. The margin for error is so small. So those mistakes become game changers for us.
And game 3 is Friday night. See if they can have that short memory, which Coach talked about yesterday. Baseball, it'll be the Nationals and the Dodgers again tonight from the ballpark. Bad news, Lane Thomas heading to the injured list. Good news, says his MCL does not need surgery. Tweaked it last night. It'll be Jake Irvin tonight. Trey